From World Asian News Service in Hong Kong, I'm Bethany Matta. Our top story today. NATO troops in Kandahar opened fire on a busload of locals. At least 4 civilians are being reported dead with 18 wounded. The event is sparking anti-American demonstrations. Images of Taiwan's first missile corvette are on display at Taipei Military Museum. The warship is specifically designed to counter any threats coming from China. The ship can travel up to 55 kilometers per hour and escape radar detection. China is imposing anti-dumping taxes on U.S. chicken products. According to the Chinese Ministry and Chinese Poultry Association, the United States exports large amounts of unwanted chicken parts, such as wings and feet, into the Chinese market at below cost. The tactic is reportedly hurting China's poultry market. With the new imposed anti-dumping duties, U.S. chicken parts will cost 5 cents more per pound than Chinese sellers. Tom Zhou, our Chinese correspondent, is reporting from Yiwu. Tom, can you tell us more about what's going on in Yiwu?
Since the start of this year, Chinese government imposed a dumping tax to American chicken products, and it affects Chinese prices for chicken products, especially chicken feet and chicken paws. The prices increase a lot.
Tom, can you tell us, what does this mean for local suppliers and buyers?
Local suppliers have to undertake the dumping tax. It means have to increase the price. But mainland buyers don't like the higher price. They will buy less. For some buyers, we still buy. If they want to undertake the dumping tax, it means that they will buy at a very high price. But anyway, mainland will do less American products, less American chicken products.
What other countries are main importers?
Brazil, Mexico, Europe. But American chicken feed quality is quite good. But I have to tell you, in mainland, the total demand is the same. But there's less supply. It doesn't mean less supply. The supply is the same, but American chicken products have to put more dumping tax, so the price will be very high. So normal buyer will not buy from USA. So the supply from other countries or local chicken products in China, the price will be increasing.
So people are buying more from the local suppliers, and they're benefiting more from the anti-duty tax.
Right. My local suppliers, like chicken plants, are very happy with this, because they can sell the chicken products at a higher price. Yeah. They will make more profit.
Okay, thanks, Tom. That was Tom Zhou, our China correspondent, reporting live from Yiwu on how China's imposed dumping tax on U.S. chicken products is affecting the poultry market. The Australian government is no longer accepting applications for Afghans or Sri Lankans seeking asylum. The government says the situations in these countries is improving, and the civilians no longer need to seek Australia's protection. Critics are calling the move premature and unjust. Lama Island is highly rated by locals and expats alike. Life on the island has its advantages. It also has its own share of problems. Bethany Matta reports. I'm walking around Lama Island right now, and it's about 8 o'clock at night. It's not too dark out, and the trails are decently lit in most places. In the background, you can hear the crickets and the occasional bullfrog. Lama is the second largest of Hong Kong's 232 islands. It's just a half an hour ferry ride from Central. Most people love living on the island, except for the daily commutes. Ron Anderson, a Canadian expat, has been here for 8 years.
One of the best things about living on Lama Island is just watching the kites fly, the birds, just watching them fly, riding the thermals and watching them take dives and crest an arc and chase each other. And just, I never get tired of watching them. It's great to wake up to the sounds of birds in the morning And it's nice to be able to just go out my door and go for a hike and or run, not have to get on a bus or go somewhere first before I can do that.
Lama's population is over 6,000. Locals, expats, Indonesians, Filipinos, Hong Kong natives, more and more mainlanders. But it's in a constant state of flux, and inevitably this gives rise to many disputes.
The worst time to catch the ferry is the 7 o'clock ferry every weekday morning is the worst. The demographics on Lama have changed. I've been taking that ferry for 8 years, and it used to be all English teachers and single urban professionals. But now there's lots of locals and expat families who are taking their wee kitties to school every day, and they're having their amas come down and bag seats. And it's very difficult to get a seat. You have to sit in the middle of a group of people, even if they'll let you sit down. Some of them tell you to go sit somewhere else.
Wayne James, an expat here from the UK, describes what Lama was like years ago.
When I was there, it was pre-97. The bridge was being built, and the Ching Ma Bridge, that is, and also the airport project was on. So there were a lot of contractors brought in and a bunch of bridge workers from predominantly the UK. I moved there because, yeah, I like the island. I think it's a great place to live, and it's a real alternative to the dense sort of concrete jungle that you get pretty much everywhere else apart from on the islands. But it did start to feel like when I was getting off the ferry, you've got that main drag from the ferry down past all the pubs and what they call it, the fountainhead. You had a lot of very sort of threatening looking Westerners sitting outside the pubs, you know, drinking beer. It honestly felt like, you know, some sort of high street back in the UK. Well, back then, of course, there was the handover as well, so perhaps in many of their minds it was still kind of British colony, you know, and it was maybe they were thinking of it like that. Locally, they were under tension as well because there was a lot of people leaving prior to 97 because they didn't know what China were going to do. But having said all of that, at the same time, there was definitely an interest in cross-cultural, say, unification. You know, people were getting together and talking about things.
I'm walking down Main Street right now, and I'm on my way to talk to Chi. He is a Hong Kong native, and he owns the only newspaper stand on the island. Right now I'm passing by another little family convenience store that's just recently opened, and it looks like the only clothing store on the island has changed locations and moved to a bigger building. I'm not sure what store is going to be replacing it, but the shops here tend to open and close and change location quite frequently. And it sounds as though they're starting some more construction somewhere. These are just some of the things here people complain about: less green land, more construction, and rising rent costs. And also because it's an island and so closed off from the rest of Hong Kong, the residents here have to live in such close proximity to one another, so cross-cultural differences are more apparent.
My name is Chi. Yeah, I've been here 10 years. Most of the residents here, you know, can't stand the rent because, you know, it's too expensive. Yeah, many residents here they haven't have a good pay, and then the higher rent is influence their living quality. For me, it's I can say that it's not easy. You know, sometimes foreigners they have at night they have the party. They are not aware about their noise. You know, my neighbor, they making noise about 2 o'clock in the morning. But I have wake up in the morning. I cannot, you know, influence my sleep. And then I call the police. Every time they just check my ID card. After the hangover, many foreigners they say they have something privileged here.
That's been going on for a long time.
For a long time.
Do you think that'll change at all?
No. in Hong Kong, no. In Lamas, no. Because, you know, the concept and also the atmosphere already fixes it.
Indian Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh and Chinese President Hu Jintao are holding bilateral meetings in New Delhi. Despite border issues, both leaders are stressing improved relations. Prime Minister Singh said the economic relationship between the two countries has increased significantly. M. Arunachalam, the previous chairman of the Indian Chamber of Commerce Hong Kong, says that while economic ties are improving, more needs to be done to connect the people of both countries.
Now, both sides of the countries, the businessmen will try to look for profits, industry, manufacturing, exports. Okay, in the next 10 years, this will increase. And for India, China will become the number one trading partner, investment partner. But the problem is, which is not happening, is the people-to-people contact. That's what we have to increase.
That's the news at the top of the hour on Asia World News. Thanks for joining us. I'm Bethany Matta.